Volcker told the Joint Economic Committee that markets must not be left so vulnerable that another breakdown would threaten the global economy. He advocated strong restrictions on high-risk activities like hedge funds and private equity firms that are not currently subject to regulation. Volcker headed the Federal Reserve from 1979 to 87 and currently heads President Obama's Economic Recovery Advisory Board. Volcker did not identify specific new regulations, but he said measures are needed to tame the animal passions that sometimes overtake institutions and individual investors.
What protections can we build into the system when those animal spirits become a little bit too buoyant in the future? And I think there are protections we can build in, and this is the time we ought to do it while the memory is very fresh.
Volcker said that consumers are living through a horrible period in which asset values and personal wealth are decreasing. He said the current crisis is unique in that all major economies are impacted.
And the problem is not just across the United States, it's in the whole world. Production is declining outside the United States from a high level. It's declining more rapidly than anything I've seen in my lifetime.
Volcker was born 2 years before the stock market crash of 1929. He told the panel that overcoming the financial crisis will cost more government money than the $750 billion already allocated to recapitalize U.S.-based banks. Agreeing with current Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, Volcker said that well-capitalized and healthy banks are vital for economic recovery. He said the global system remains under stress and is not yet stabilized. The global crisis began in August 2007 with a credit squeeze that was triggered by defaults in the U.S. home mortgage market. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.